Upper Mississippi floods affecting Tennessee farmers. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
The river's rising as we speak, and I don't know. I haven't talked to them today on the forecast, but I'll probably lose somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 to 1,200 acres of crop.
Lake County row crop producer Ernie Pierce says the flooding that's devastated the upper Midwestern states this past week is now starting to impact his farm along the Mississippi River. Some of the fields are beginning to see water. Likewise to the south in Dyer County, this is all too familiar for row crop producer there, Jimmy Moody.
We have been fighting the Mississippi River since the middle of March. And it's now the middle of June, and except for one little break there. And my stepson asked me if you ever seen this before, you know, and I tell him that in, I think it was 1983, it's not unheard of to have a big river at this time of the year, but it's certainly unusual.
We visited with Moody back in early April as floodwaters covered several thousand acres in the area, damaging wheat fields and preventing planting of other crops.
We're just kind of really getting into full stride on our wheat harvest. We matter of fact, just this afternoon came out of some wheat that was damaged by seep water. You know, that's water that's seeped in between the levees here. And we fight unless it's just absolutely not possible to save our crop. We fight it. And so that's what we're doing now.
The video of the flooding in Iowa has been horrific this week as Iowa cropland remains flooded and one farmer died when he went to check on flood damage to his property. Similar conditions and crop damage are reported in parts of Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.